A bold move from Brussels, but will it work? The European Commission's going ahead with a plan for a new price cap on Russian natural gas.
We all know that our sanctions are deeply grinding into the Russian economy with a heavy negative impact. But Putin is partially buffering through fossil fuel revenues. So here the objective is we must cut Russia's revenues, which Putin uses to finance his atrocious war in Ukraine.
Since February, the EU's imposed sanctions on Russia and acted to wean itself off Russian energy. Some member states are sceptical of the price cap, worried it could push Moscow to turn off the taps completely. Russia's already stopped or reduced supplies on three of its biggest westward gas pipelines, while oil supplies have been redirected eastwards.
Its economy, of course, is now more cut off from the West and from many global markets than at any point since the end of the Cold War. And in some respects, the way that the war in Ukraine has gone and Russia's subjection to sanctions means that Russia's economic fate is sealed. It has to become an Asia-facing, Eastern-facing economic power, or it will economically perish.
If President Putin's worried, he's not letting on. Speaking at the Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok, he called the price cap idea stupid. He also addressed another issue with global implications, Ukraine's grain exports. Shipments like this one resumed after Kyiv and Moscow reached a deal in July, with Turkey and the United Nations acting as guarantors. But Putin says the developing world is being cheated.
If we remove Turkey as an intermediary, virtually all the grain was brought not to the poorest countries, but to the European Union. The World Food Programme speaks of the need for the poorest countries. Out of 60,000 tons of production, just 3% went to developing countries.
UN data shows Turkey has been the biggest single destination, with cargoes also going to China, India, Egypt, Yemen, Somalia and Djibouti. Whatever the reality, Vladimir Putin insists his country's already seen off the worst effects of Western sanctions, saying inflation has started to fall. He told this gathering Russia's natural resources would protect the nation as jobs and companies disappeared in Europe. That's surely a warning the continent can't ignore. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.